here. David Oates is up with us this week, and we could spend 2 hours with the master of reverse speech and hear more amazing revelations about what people are really thinking in their subconscious minds and, in point of fact, who they really are in their subconscious minds, because it's not the conscious mind. That's all a fabric. That's an artifice. That's an artifice and a deception. It's the subconscious that counts, and thanks to reverse speech, we actually get to hear it because it speaks in reverse. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. Thank you very much for having me back, as always. Enjoy my time with you each week.
We have a good time. We do.
Yeah.
Now, day before yesterday, or was it yesterday? Yesterday. It was yesterday that the creeper went to Kiev and met with a little pervert. So the pedophile and the pervert met in Kiev yesterday. And David was able to reverse at least some of the creeper's forward speech. And we get to hear that tonight.
Yes, we do indeed. And they are rather devastating reversals, actually.
This is going to be fun. So everyone sit down and just close your eyes and listen. This is going to be very interesting. All right, onward.
Okay.
This is the alleged commander-in-chief, the phony non-president, the illegal, unelected, pedophile, Marxist, pervert, creeper Biden in Kiev with that little Zionist pervert Zelensky. All right.
Okay. All right. So the first reversal is just really a single word, but I'll play it.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Okay. Look, I wish he had this as usurps America, but I think it's just America. I don't think usurps is there. So he says a single word, America.
You know what, David? I want to respectfully suggest that the word usurps is in there. It's USURPS, usurps America. The subconscious is saying to the conscious Biden, you are a usurper, usurps America. And he did.
Yeah,
it's there. I hear it. See if you hear it.
I'll play it again. I got Jeff's notes back, and he just said it was gibberish. And
really, it's quick. And it's a little lower than America, but it's you can hear it. Usurps America.
Okay.
Usurps America.
Oh, sorry. Go back a little bit. Didn't go back far enough. Right.
America.
No, it didn't go back far enough. Now.
Usurps America. Usurps America.
I do hear the U. It's very faint.
It's there, though, I think. And that's a fair statement. That would be a correct statement for his subconscious to make about the conscious Biden. Usurps America. That's what he's doing.
Yes, it does indeed. Yeah.
So I think that gets a pass. That'd be my suggestion anyway.
Yeah, well, Jeff agreed America was there. He just didn't like the first syllable, and I didn't like it either. So anyway, no worries. Now, these reversals get a little bit apocalyptic and Biden, and we're going to ease into it slowly. Well, he eases into it slowly because that was the first reversal I just played. This is the second reversal. So here is the forwards.
You told me that you could hear the explosions in the background. I'll never forget that. And the world was about to change.
Okay, this gets metaphorical and apocalyptic. It covers the whirlwind. Okay, the whirlwind. That's got so many different meanings to it. It's a very common reverse speech metaphor. It's an energy, a power, a force. It covers the whirlwind. I believe the whirlwind actually exists as a as an actual energetic force. But it's saying that it also the whirlwind is an instrument of destruction and chaos. It covers the whirlwind. This is all encompassing. This is apocalyptic. This is affecting everyone. This is an energetic. See, it could be factual too. See, I say energetic, but it feels like it's more than that, as in an apocalyptic whirlwind. And it is the way I interpret it. Anyway, okay. So, don't know how else to tell you.
No, that's one of the most all-inclusive uses of the metaphorical expression whirlwind that I've heard. I mean, that includes a lot of things in that particular connotation.
Yes, it does. And it sets the apocalyptic theme for this. Now, why am I using whirlwind instrument destruction? Well, because of this next reversal. As soon as he says it covers the whirlwind, he says this.
I remember it vividly. Because I asked you what is there, Mr. President? What can I do for you? How can I be of help?
Hell wish.
Hell wish. Hell wish. Hell wish.
That's a negative metaphor. Hell wish.
A hell wish. You bet it is. Yeah.
Another apocalyptic type reference that follows along from it covers the whirlwind. Then we have a benign reversal.
And I don't know if you remember what you said to me, but you said, and I quote, gather the leaders of the world, ask them to support Ukraine.
They cease to be in the mess.
They cease to be in the mess. They cease to be in the mess.
Not too sure how to interpret that one.
Who is he talking about? They cease to be in the mess.
The leaders of the world. I think he could be saying that they're combined and united. It's a strong force. There is no disunity, which would be true because the coalition that Biden has got together is pretty solid and strong from what I can see. Okay. Let's play the second whirlwind now. Here we go. Whirlwind number two. Oops.
That dark night, 1 year ago, the world was literally at the time bracing for the fall of Kyiv.
Let me shield muck. They rule the whirlwind.
If we see a mouse, they rule the whirlwind. If we see a mouse, they rule the whirlwind.
What is the first part, David, please? The first
Let
part?
Let me shield, S-H-I-E-L-D, muck. Let me shield muck. They okay. rule the whirlwind. The thing I'm getting, they rule the whirlwind. The whirlwind in this case is an apocalyptic reference, and you'll right. see why I'm making that statement when I get down to the next couple of reversals. Right. They rule the whirlwind. Someone is in charge of this awful energy. This tremendous apocalyptic energy. Let me shield muck. Let's protect ourselves. Let's put up a shield. Let's make sure we're safe because something is afoot. And, that's all I can say till we get to the next reversal. Okay? No.
Okay.
All right. Next reversal. Here we go.
In their hour of need. It's astounding who stood up. Everybody. Everybody. Women. Young children. Trying to do something.
Now Satan must sue you. That gets even more apocalyptic. Sue.
Satan. Now Satan must use you.
Oh, you got use you, do you? Oh, okay, let's play it again.
Maybe.
Okay, I'm open. You know me.
Trying to do something.
Ooh. It's quick.
Yeah, I tend to lean towards Sue, but either way.
Well, why would Satan bother suing when he runs the show? He's going to use you.
Yeah, okay. All right. Fair enough.
See, I think if you play it again, let's just give it one more try and see if you don't. It's real quick, David. But it's there. I really think it's there. And it makes sense.
Okay.
Trying to do something. Just trying to do something.
I mean, I can hear what you're hearing as a use. Well, some of your suggestions I agree with 100%. This one I'm not sure on. So,
anyway. Right, it doesn't matter.
Sue or use, one of the two. All right, this one, I know you'll hear this one clearly. Here we go.
Can you imagine Satan in court, David?
See, I see Sue as to attack, to destroy, to devastate, you know. That's what lawsuits are designed to do.
I think he just uses people. But whatever. All right.
That's true. He's very good at both, actually.
Yes.
Help Ukraine defend itself with unprecedented military, economic, and humanitarian support. We united the leading economies of the world to impose unprecedented cost.
Okay, long one. Your mark and the demon, they honor you. All right, I want to talk a couple of things here. Okay, for the mark, I'm interpreting that as the mark of the beast. I will give you a little bit of an interesting history lesson there. If you can remember back two or three years ago when I was playing reversals on the vaccine was referred to as the mark. I don't know if you remember that. I should pull up some of those reversals.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
Anyway, so the mark is very apocalyptic, and the demon, the mark and the demon, they honor you. It's a Luciferian a reversal, follow along from my Satan, use you or sue you, referencing the whirlwind. I have never found reversals of this type of apocalyptic leaning in Biden's speeches ever. Okay?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you not find it odd, I do, that all of a sudden this drooling, doddering, pedophile pervert is now all of a sudden speaking fairly coherently, but more than that, his reversals are cutting right to the blackest of the black.
This really is weird.
So they must have shot this guy up with something big time to get him in overdrive for his condition. He's really functioning here. I hate to give him any credit.
Oh, no, he really is. Yeah, he really is. Yeah. He was very coherent in that news conference. Yet you saw him, following Zelensky around in the streets of Kyiv, and it just was like a doddering old man hobbling along, you know, a little bit vague, doesn't know what he's doing. And
Psychologically to him, psycho-emotively, I don't know what, but we know they're injecting him with something. That's a common treatment for dementia. They've been using that for 60, 70 years. And they're giving him lots of feel-good shots in addition to it. So whatever, they're doing something to that guy. It's kind of like reanimating the dead. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, oh, I know, I agree. Anyway, here's an ominous one.
And that's just the United States in this piece.
And I need Satan. And I need Satan. The alien again. Remember how you commented on that in the two or three shows back? How they all seem to emphasize the an.
Yeah.
So there's two Satans we've got on him right now. We've got two Satans, we've got a mark and a demon, we've got a whirlwind, we've got this reversal now.
We mourn alongside the families of those who've been lost to the brutal and unjust war.
Your soul with the sword, your life with us now. Okay, so that's a long one. Your soul with a sword, your life with a snail.
The soul with the sword is your life with our small.
The soul with the sword is your life with our small. The soul with the sword is your life with our small.
It could be the soul with the sword rather than your soul. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's the same
what
thing.
What is it? Give it to me. Give it to me in slow motion. Your take on it.
What it says.
The reversal. What's he saying?
Yeah. The, it's either the or your. I've got it as your, but I heard thee when I played it then. So the soul with the sword, you know, as in the sword, like, right. You know, five spears. Yeah. Your life with us now. Okay. So what it means is he is in a fighting position. He's ready to start war. He is intricately linked in with Ukraine because that's who he's talking to. And Ukraine now owes America your life with us now.
This is another example of his subconscious mind functioning. There's nothing there like, oh, he's saying that his controllers want him to do this or that or whatever. This is really like he's got a direct channel to the darkest side of this whole obvious operation that he subconsciously believes in to the extent that he's behind it 100% in reverse. Yeah. This is weird. This is flat out weird to me.
And I hope
he thinks he's actually involved.
Yeah. And I hope your listeners can see the dark, apocalyptic nature of these events.
Oh, this is gruesome, grim stuff.
Yeah, I was very concerned when I did it. Yeah, I was up late, actually, and they suddenly had Biden flash on the screen. Okay, in Ukraine. I said, oh, my, Biden's in Ukraine? So anyway, I watched the news conference and downloaded it immediately and reversed it on the spot. So, you know, play that one again. The light, the soul with the sword, your life with us now.
Sorry,
go back to it.
The soul of the sword is your life with our soul.
The soul of the sword is your life with our soul. The soul of the sword is your life with our soul.
The soul with the sword, just for all of you newcomers, it may be almost impossible to make sense of, but it's there. The syllables are all there. The soul with your sword.
In other words, I am invested in this action.
He thinks he's involved. He thinks he's calling the shots.
That's right. Your life with us now. Hey, listen, we call the shots here. You owe us. We've given you billions of dollars. You owe us.
100+, easy.
Yeah, well, yeah, I had no idea. That doesn't surprise me. Okay, look, I want to play the last reversal. Now, I want to play it for a couple of reasons. Look, Jeff doesn't think it's there, and I agree with him on the last word. Look, I'll play it and let your listeners decide, okay? So I go along with most of Jeff's suggestions, and I actually agree with him on this, but it is a very important reversal. Let's play the forwards.
It's counting on us not to be able to bring in others on the side of Ukraine. He thought he could outlast us. I don't think he's thinking that right now. God knows what he's thinking, but I don't think he's thinking that. But he's just been plain wrong.
Okay. Now, I heard this when I first documented it as I'll melt the city, M-E-L-T, city, C-I-T-Y. Unfortunately, the word city, when you slow it down, it sounds like sissy at the very slow speed. And I knew that even before I sent it to Jeff, and he picked that up. So whether that discounts it, I don't know. But anyway, let's just play it. And you'll hear on the slow speed, the city sounds very much like sissy. So I'll melt the city.
Oh, yes, my city.
And you hear the slow speed.
My take? It's 100% sissy. There's no T there on fast, slower, or slowest. It's all sissy. He's going to melt the sissy. Who's the sissy? Putin.
Putin.
Right. I'm going to melt the sissy.
Right.
This guy thinks he's actually running the show.
Right.
And I hear absolutely sissy. And okay, who would be the sissy?
That's what Jeff said too. Okay, so Jeff's right. I'll melt the sissy.
He's just been plain wrong. Oh, yes, my sissy.
Yeah. Well, I don't
I do not hear a T. And he is talking about Putin and forward, so it's congruent.
Yeah, no, you're right. No, you're absolutely right. I'll melt the city. A sissy. Right. I'll change my notes.
He's talking about Putin. He actually... I'm sorry, David. Go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, no. I was just going to comment on the word melt. Sounds very much like a nuclear holocaust. And
that's
exactly
what it sounds like. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll melt the sissy. Damn.
That's the theme of the whole thing. Whirlwind, Mark, Demon, Satan, melt.
Nuclear, thermonuclear war. This is, I think when we come back, do we want to take a break or just keep going?
Oh, no, we'll take a break.
Okay. After the break, I'd like to play that one more time. I think that's really important. It's kind of the ultimate summation reversal of this very unnerving Biden session. Back in a minute. All right. Welcome back. It's David Oates night. 2 hours tonight. And we're listening to reversals of Creeper Biden's remarkably competent appearance with Volodymyr Zelensky, the raving Jew maniac who's running Ukraine, what's left of it, into the ashes of history, has already overseen the deaths of approximately 175,000 Ukrainian men and women in the so-called special military operation forced on Vladimir Putin and Russia by the constant United States and NATO shelling and murders of the residents, the civilians in Donbass for 9 years now, ever since we overthrew, under the auspices and guidance of Vicky Nuland and others, another Zionist, 9 years ago. So we're behind all this. This has been a war that's been going on for 9 years. Now, my question about the creeper is simple. We've seen and heard enough of his reversals to know that the guy has severe dementia. The question is, how do they rally him to make an important appearance, which that was. It was designed to take some of the thunder away from Putin's speech today, which I hope it didn't. But how do they rally the guy? Biomedically, somehow they're injecting him with something. Now, add to that the possibility that he may be being mentally mind-controlled and programmed to the extent that he actually believes he's calling the shots and that Putin is every bit the bad guy that the scripts he's given to read portray. Does he believe it? It sounds like he does. His subconscious just spoke, and that's why I wanted you to play that again, very succinctly and straight to the point that not only does Biden think he's in charge, but he believes the bullshit that he's spewing.
Yeah. So you want me to play I'll Melt the Sissy again, right?
Yes. What do you think?
I think we're sitting on a precipice in human history right at this current time. And if it goes the way the reversals seem to suggest it's going to go, wow.
We're going to go away. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's play that again. Because it's kind of the ultimate summary reversal. He's talking forward about Putin. And he's, I don't know what he believes. Does he really believe it? I don't know what he believes. Like he's nuts somehow. That's a forward speech.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the forwards first.
is counting on us not to be able to bring in others on the side of Ukraine. He thought he could outlast us. I don't think he's thinking that right now. God knows what he's thinking, but I don't think he's thinking that. But he's just been plain wrong.
I'll melt the sissy. I'll melt the sissy.
He's power mad. That's crazy talk.
That's insane talk. Yes, it is. Yes, it's very concerning. Very apocalyptic reverses, like I said. I've never found reverses like this on Biden before. And he's at a crucial, very crucial point in human history in Ukraine.
Well, pivotal. Absolutely pivotal. Would you, David, please play the one about the sword as well? I'd like to hear that again.
Sure.
I'm trying to figure out how they're doing this guy up so he can actually think and, according to reverse speech, have a functional, viable subconscious mind. It boggles me.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
We mourn alongside the families of those who've been lost to the brutal and unjust war.
The soul with the sword, your life with us now.
The soul with the sword is your life with us now. The soul with the sword is your life with us now.
Very clear reversal. Wow. So, very melodic, sing song, classic reversal. He's ready to fight from the depth of his soul. He's in charge. He owns Ukraine. At least I'm just interpreting the reversal. I'm not saying he does, but you know what I mean. He's invested fully in this.
Brainwashed. I think they're brainwashing him somehow, programming him. Something's going on here.
Yeah.
I see him at that swimming pool sitting in the lifeguard chair with the little kids all around him. He's obviously in heaven. And he's talking about the curly hairs on his legs. The guy's sick. And here he is in Ukraine making statements like this that are backed up with reversals that are scary.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really scary. Yep. Okay.
Wow, well done. Thank you. That was really a good catch on your part. That's amazing.
Yes. Okay. Look, before we go on to, I've got Sarah Huckabee Sanders and the Republican response to the State of the Union. I got Donald Trump and his real State of the Union. But before we move on to that, you asked me to do DeMar Hamlin. Was that the guy's name? Baseball player?
Yeah. Football. DeMar Hamlin, football player, fell down on the field. He died on the field. They brought him back. He died again. His heart stopped a second time. He was dead. They put him in an ambulance, got it started, and he's allegedly now recovered to the extent that the NFL Players Association top doctor said, he will play again, I guarantee it. And then he's at the Super Bowl. But the problem with his Super Bowl appearance was the tattoo on the left side of his neck, vertically behind his ear and on down toward his clavicle, is not there. It's missing. Tattoos don't disappear. Can you spell body double? So I wanted to see if David could find anything out from the forward speech that has been put together with this guy allegedly doing the talking.
All right, well, here he is after the incident, obviously. And here's the first reversal.
That's something I don't really want to get into deep into in the details of.
He was asked a question, what were you thinking? Do you remember when you fell or do you remember anything? And he said, I don't want to talk about that.
That's something I don't really want to get into deep into in the details of.
I'd lost the internet. Now, when I posted this on my Facebook page, several people commented on that. Apparently, he was well known to be a big internet butt person. He used to be on there all the time, so I was told. And so it could simply mean that he was he was out of, he actually, when he was in hospital, he couldn't access the internet. Or it could mean I lost my connection. I've never heard the word internet in reverse before. So is it a metaphor or is it fact? I don't know.
That's remarkable, David. I would suggest that we take that to metaphorical level, that his life was the internet and his life ended.
Yeah.
And he's saying in reverse, I lost the internet. I became disconnected from the great God of one,
right.
The internet. I'm gone.
Right.
Wow.
I tend to interpret it metaphorically. That's when I found it. That was my first take. Anyway, so here it is again. I lost the internet.
I lost the internet.
Damn.
Yeah, incredible. It means the internet has become a metaphor, is what that means.
That is really something. Huh.
Yeah. All right, here's the next one.
Have you gone back and looked at the video of the hit? I watched it once or twice while I was in the in the ICU, but, you know, I really couldn't watch it too much, so.
I'll need help. We sat on it.
Well, that makes perfect sense. I'll need continued help because we sat on the whole thing. In other words, there's a cover up of something here.
Right. You got
maybe?
It.
Maybe?
Yep. Yeah. That's how I interpret it. Yeah, something wasn't attended to. I think there was probably warnings beforehand that they ignored. Now he's in real trouble. Okay?
Wow.
All right. Next one. Here we go.
That just kind of put things in perspective for me, you know, hearing it from the doctor. Things could have went differently in the details of the situation of everything that happened on the field.
Okay. Two possible interpretations for the last word on this reversal. Heard God in my family or heard God in my friendly? So is it family or friendly? Here we go.
Wow,
I can hear that both ways.
I'd say family because I hear no R at all after the F. No R. Okay. There's no roar. It's ah. It's an open vowel. Family. It might be family. Sounds like almost family.
Yeah.
But I don't hear an R. That's just my ear.
All right. No, let's try it again.
Of everything that happened on the field.
Yeah, I do believe it's family. Yeah. I think he's very lucky. There you go. That's how I interpret that. He got very close to being with God. But his family, his friends, his colleagues, his, you know, probably was part of his recovery.
And throughout all of this, not one comment has been made about his vax status.
I wonder why. Wow.
Because he got shot up.
Yeah. Okay, next one.
It's a tough situation. They can't really tell because it's like.
Okay. Else, ELSE is lucky boy.
Else is lucky boy.
Else is lucky boy. Else is lucky boy.
I don't know what it means by else is lucky boy, but I'm a lucky boy, you know. Lucky boy is obvious. But, anyway, so there you go. I don't know what it means
else is lucky boy, else. It's almost like a corruption of self.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And then the very last reversal. Oh, this is an interesting one. Oh.
Trying to get me back to normal as much as they can.
My hormone is scabby.
My hormone is scabby.
Oh. Oh, he's got something wrong with the chemicals in his body, hormones, whatever it is. You'd have to have a doctor to tell me about hormones and heart conditions. I don't know. But that's something that needs to be explored further. It's his reversal telling us that he has a hormonal issue. Okay?
Maybe he's using the word hormone or hormonal because he doesn't have another one. He doesn't have the right one. That's just a word that maybe just came out.
Oh, sure, that's possible. Yeah, I can.
It's a medical sounding word, and it just kind of came out.
Yeah, I can accept that. Yeah, sure.
Well, that's very interesting. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, that's all right.
At this point, would you assume that it is, in fact, the Damar Hamlin, the original?
Oh, well, I know nothing about Damar Hamlin. I really, yes.
I mean, do you hear anything in there that suggests it's a body double or something?
No, nothing at all. All the verses are congruent with him being ill and blanking up and then being lucky to come back again. So that's what I found. And I got
very
nothing
good.
Well, I'd never even heard the name until you asked me to do it. So
yeah. Well, that's very interesting. All right.
That's all right. All right, who are we going to move on to next? We'll do Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Right. This is the Republican response to the State of the Union.
Biden's State of the Union.
Oh, we've only got three reversals. Oh, well, this won't last long. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, first reversal. Gee, she didn't give them out many, did she? Okay,
no.
Here's the next one.
Democrats want to rule us with more government control, but that's not who we are.
I groomed the soul.
I groomed the soul.
I groomed the soul.
I groomed the soul.
Yeah, they're quite clear. Yeah, I know. She groomed herself for the government position. She's probably grooming the people she's talking to, you know. All right, next one.
Every day we are told we must partake in their rituals, salute their flags, and worship their false idols, all while big government colludes with big tech to strip away the most American thing there is.
Okay, this hasn't been clipped properly, this one. There's a little bit of a glitchy sound. Then it says, give my war.
Bring in my war.
Bring in my war. Bring in my war.
Could be I'd give my war. Let's do it again.
The American thing there is. Bring in my war.
A war.
Bring in my war. Bring in my war.
From here it sounds like I'd give my war.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Which also doesn't bode well. Anyway, there you go. And then the lucky last reversal. I don't know what this means at all, but here we'll play it anyway.
If we seize this moment together, America can once again be the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Youth with the nail.
Here for the nail.
Here fits the nail. Here fits the nail.
Well, I don't know, unless she's worried about the youth of America, who, I don't know, no idea.
No idea either, none. I draw a blank on that.
None whatsoever. All right, let's look at Trump. Okay, just one second. Trump, where's he gone? Trump, where have you gone? There you go. All right, Trump, State of the Union. We have four reversals. Okay. First one.
Drug cartels are now raking in billions of dollars from smuggling poison to kill our people and to kill our children.
Power, like it.
Power,
I like it. I don't know. Maybe he likes the power. I think he likes the power. Yeah, he's putting himself in position of authority, giving you alternate State of the Union, giving yourself a little bit of personal power, okay? And he likes it. He likes the fact that he can give an alternate State of the Union. It's a bit of a narcissistic statement.
Well, it's ego, big ego.
Yeah. Big, that's right. And this next one's ego, too.
Savage killers, rapists, and violent criminals are being released from jail.
want to milk loudness.
Want to milk the loudness.
Oh, the loudness. Sorry. Want to milk the loudness.
Want to milk the loudness.
Want to milk the loudness. Want to milk the loudness.
Yeah, all the controversy around this issue, you know, everyone's talking about it, and he wants to milk it. Milk it for all it can get. Yeah, let's use this issue. Yeah. It's a big issue. Everyone's talking about it, so I'm going to put in my 2 cents worth. Okay.
I heard the pronoun. Yeah, that makes sense. I heard the pronoun I at the very beginning of that.
Oh, I want to milk the loudness? Okay.
Yeah.
I want to milk the loudness.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
I want to milk the loudness. I want to milk the loudness.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yep. But that's also an egotistical and opportunistic statement. And here we have the next one.
But the good news is we are going to reverse every single crisis, calamity, and disaster that Joe Biden has created.
Serve you with your grails.
Serve you with your grails.
Serve you
not grails, grail singular.
Serve you with your grails.
Serve you with your grails. Serve you with your grails.
Yeah, the Holy Grail. They're giving you what they want, what they think is sacred and holy, you know, the precious issues, okay? So it's another opportunistic reversal, okay?
Sounds like one of your evangelists.
It does, rather, doesn't it? Yeah. This next one, not too sure what this one means. But anyway, here we go.
We will make our country better than ever before, and we will always put America first. Thank you.
Okay. Wake up. It's a long one, by the way. Wake up. Serve the karma. Dope. See a war. Wake up. Serve the karma. Dope. See a war.
We can't serve the karma. Dope. See a war.
We can't serve the karma. Dope. See a war. We can't serve the karma. Dope.
That actually might be a gene reversal from Trump. He could be actually saying, look, you better watch it. There's a war. You can see a war coming. We just played the reversals on Biden, okay? You know, you better wake up and start to create some good karma. Because
I think he says, don't see a war.
Oh, don't see a war? Oh, okay.
Don't see a war. Don't. In other words, he's telling people, don't see a war out there. Don't think like that.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. I'll play it again.
Serve the karma. Don't see a war.
Oh, I think it is don't. You're right.
We get serve the karma. Don't see a war.
Oh, there's a P there.
We get serve the karma. Don't see a war.
Oh, now I heard don't. It could. Yeah, okay. I can go with that. But actually, that actually puts him in a good light. He's trying to get a good message out
right.
there.
Right.
So the first three were opportunistic. The last one was good on you, Donald. Tell him that. Okay. All right. Now, for
that's it for this hour, Donald. We're just Donald. David, we're out of time on that Donald Trump reversal.
That's it. But, that's all we've done. Yeah.
What's that?
That's it. That's all the Trump reversals I got. So I've got
okay,
a surprise
well, perfect.
For you for hour two. So I'll tell you what the surprise is.
Okay, we'll do the surprise coming up in just a few minutes. We have to remember, though, that unfortunately, sadly, regrettably, Donald Trump lied and lied and lied to the American people in terms of what he did in office for 4 years after promising the opposite, as David and I recorded and reported right here for a year and a half during the campaign. His first day in office, after saying we were pulling out of Europe, we don't need NATO, we want nothing to do with NATO. What did he do on his first day in office? He signed an order sending 5,000 additional U.S. troops and heavy armor to Europe to stand with our NATO allies. A complete reversal from what he said all during the campaign. And what did he do? I can jump through a lot. On January the 6th, he set all those patriots up and then walked out of office and left them all there to rot when he could have blanket pardoned all of them. He asked them to come to Washington. You got to remember that. So unfortunately, Donald has flaws. And a lot of you will say, well, who's better? No one can talk a better game than Donald, but what did he do when he was in office? And where is his position on the biological weapon which was conceived and is owned by the Department of Defense and the Pentagon? And what about warp speed? He's still bragging about warp speed, and he's telling people to get their booster shots. Now, that makes him pretty damn dark, in my humble opinion. I got to go by what he says and what he does. Back in a minute with David.